Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 22nd at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:01. I'm Brent Helen. Rain has been replaced by fog this morning, currently sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. A Recology truck driver suffered moderate injuries on Monday when he somehow became stuck inside of the hopper of his truck. Residents on Van Keppel Road in Forestville heard the man screaming for help from inside. Fire crews rescued him, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment and is expected to recover. It is not clear how he became stuck inside of the compactor of his truck, and his name has not yet been released. Avelo Airlines has just announced the addition of some new routes out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport. Now, you can hop on a plane to Kalispell, Montana, Boise, Idaho, Salem, Oregon, and Pasco, Washington, beginning in May. Now, Avelo will service 8 markets out of the Sonoma County Airport. U.S. Poet Laureate and Sonoma native Ada Limone has been named as one of Time Magazine's Women of the Year for 2024. She joins 11 other women on the list, including director Greta Gerwig, actor Taraji P. Henson, and tennis player Coco Gauff. Limone was selected as the 24th Poet Laureate of the United States in 2022, the first Latina woman to receive the honor, and in 2023 became the first laureate to be appointed to a 2-year second term. The Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety has been awarded a $57,000 grant by the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, ABC, allowing public safety officers to execute annual enforcement operations. Enforcement strategies include the trap door, the shoulder tap, and the minor decoy operations. To date, Rohnert Park DPS has completed 11 successful enforcement operations that included education, outreach, citations, and arrests. Napa County may put forward a reworked form of Measure T on the November ballot that could tap into $1.2 billion of spending to improve county roadways without raising sales tax. It would include, would extend the current Measure T and allow the county to issue debt against future revenue for road repairs, which are much needed and still underfunded. A portion of Napa's Measure T funds would go towards bike and pedestrian infrastructure. Google co-founder Sergey Brin is facing a wrongful death suit from the widow of the pilot who was flying one of the billionaire's planes from Santa Rosa to his private island in Fiji last year when it crashed into the Pacific Ocean. The suit alleges Brin's $8 million twin-engine seaplane was improperly outfitted with an auxiliary fuel tank that malfunctioned several hours into the May 20th flight, forcing an emergency return to California. It crashed off the coast of Half Moon Bay, killing the pilot, Lance McLean, and his co-pilot, Dean Brushfeld. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County, and we do have quite a bit of fog out there this morning. It is very thick in some areas. Also, there's a collision, US 101 northbound at Petaluma Boulevard off-ramp. There is a cement truck that is overturned. It should be in the clearing stages by now, but 101 northbound is very slow. Our KZST News Time is now 6:04.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read on Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read on Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over a million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, Something Extra members get an amazing digital-only deal on fresh green asparagus. It's just $1.47 a pound, limit 4 pounds when you clip your digital offer. Not a Something Extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
From the community calendar, applications for the 2024-2025 civil grand jury are now open through April 29th. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, in local high school soccer, the Cardinal Newman boys team moves on to host the Division IV championship game at 7 p.m. Saturday against No. 2 University. And Maria Carrillo heads to the Division II title game at No. 2 Las Lomas of Walnut Creek at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. And your forecast, we have very thick fog out there to start your day. Visibility less than a quarter mile for many. Later on, mainly sunny, just some high clouds with low 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, but patchy dense fog comes back. 40s for overnight lows. Tomorrow morning fog, then mostly sunny with high clouds. A little warmer, we'll go with mid-60s. It does look like we'll have low 70s on Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Former President Jimmy Carter is the first U.S. president to be honored with an official White House Christmas ornament while still living. The ornament was unveiled Wednesday and is the latest in a yearly series issued by the White House Historical Association. Carter's ornament is shaped like an anchor in a nod to his Navy service. Other aspects of Carter's presidency are represented by doves, a globe, a submarine, and peanuts. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Talon.
Mornings on KZST. There's a new queen on the air, and her name is Debbie.
All the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. All the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
100.1 KZST. It is 6:12, 43 degrees in Santa Rosa. Foggy this morning, overcast and dry today. I'm Debbie Abrams and want to pass this along. Some new travel destinations on the horizon soon from the Sonoma County Airport. If you heard the news with Brent Allen, he reported Avelo Airlines just added flights to Montana and Idaho, plus additional flights to Oregon and Washington State. The new stops begin this May. The airline also flies to Burbank, Las Vegas, and seasonal flights to Palm Springs. So the way I look at it, new options, new opportunities for summer vacation.
Those days of warm rains come rushing back to me. Miles of windless summer nights. Summer nights. Secret moments shared.
Still there.
my treasure. Yeah, you are my treasure. You are my treasure.
It is 6:18, 43 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams. And now a feature called That's So Sonoma County, the Winter Gala at the Raven Theater in Healdsburg. It is Friday, this Friday. It includes the Flynn Creek Circus, live music, comedy, food and drinks, even a live auction. The Winter Gala with knife throwing and sharpshooting acts. Uh-huh. That's so Sonoma County.
How do I get through a night without you? If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to
KZST, welcome to your Thursday in the California wine country. It is 6:22, 43 very foggy degrees in Santa Rosa.
Good morning.
Let's face it, eating healthy can be somewhat unhealthy on your bank account, but not at your local grocery outlet. Here we have hundreds of items we like to call NOSH, natural, organic, specialty, and healthy. Look for the NOSH sign and you'll find amazing deals on gluten-free, all-natural, and all-organic foods. You'll find great deals on plant-based foods as well. Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today and get your health and bank account back on the right track.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Pajamas are comfy and help me get a good night's sleep. But many foster kids don't even have PJs. To help foster kids feel at home on that first night, Mancini Sleep World and the Ticket to Dream Foundation are hosting a new pajama collection drive in all Mancini Sleep World locations. Whether it's footy PJs, nightshirts, or sweats, we'll match them with a foster kid or teen. Just drop off new PJs in any size to your local Mancini Sleep World store. To learn more, visit sleepworld.com.
Take the SMART train to the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport from Petaluma, Novato, San Rafael. Skip the Bay Area traffic and fly direct to any of 11 destinations. Use the SMART train and book your next trip at flysts.com.
Sonoma County, it's not just a place, it's a lifestyle.
The soundtrack for Sonoma County is...
KZST. You know, you make me feel so good inside. I always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure idea. Pretty young thing.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me back? Got a way you want to be, baby. Tenderoni, you've got to be. Spark my need, just sugar fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city.
Forty-three degrees in Santa Rosa, and up next.
From the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's most poignant social media post of the hour.
Being kissed while you're asleep is one of the purest forms of love. unless you're in prison.
Holding me back, gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say, and everything gets in the way.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 22nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:29. I'm Brent Allen. You will find very dense fog at the door this morning, currently sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Santa Rosa City Schools board members heard from the consultant tasked with evaluating the possibility of consolidating the city's 40 school districts into one during a meeting at Santa Rosa High School last night. Overall, the plan is sound and would save potentially $45 million in expenses the first year, but could take 2 to 3 years to implement. The study also found unification would possibly improve educational opportunities for students and remove concerns over racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic segregation